from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's get into a couple of things football-wise outside of New England. Of course, the Patriots will be practicing today. Gerard Mayo will speak at 12:30. We will bring it to you right here during Gresham Foyer. We're also off a little early today for Red Sox baseball. The pregame begins at 1:10 as they wrap up the series in Houston. Did you hear the comments that Tua Tagovailoa has made recently? About Brian Flores.
Yeah, a big meanie Brian Flores, yes.
Yeah.
Wasn't happy with him.
Yeah, for those who missed it and didn't hear it, Tua was on a podcast recently where he was asked about Brian Flores and kind of hemmed and hawed a little bit, but boy, the answer was stiff.
To put it in simplest terms, if you woke up every morning and I told you you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this. Like, you are accurate, you are the best whatever, you are this, you are that. How would it make you feel listening to one or the other? You see what I'm saying? And then you hear it, regardless of what it is, the good or the bad, and you hear it more and more, you start to actually believe that. I don't care who you are. You can be the president of the United States. You have a terrible person that's telling you things that you don't want to hear, or that you probably shouldn't be hearing. You're going to start to believe that about yourself. And so that's sort of like what ended up happening. And it was, I mean, it's basically been, 2 years of training that out of not just me, but, you know, a couple of the guys as well that have been here since my rookie year all the way till now.
What do you make of that? What stands out to you with that comment? Because he's talking about Brian Flores and the couple years that Brian Flores was his head coach, moving him in and out of the roster of the starting lineup when he was a rookie. Is he just overly sensitive? Can he not take tough coaching? Does he need his hand held the entire time?
Yeah, because
Brian Flores was just too much of a jerk.
Yeah, because while I think Flores is a jerk and there is a history there, this feels like Tua being a bit of a sensitivo. Look, he played for Nick Saban. He played for either Sark or Billy O. Or now, listen, Billy O, we're in great stead with Billy O'Brien. But if you've ever been around Bill O'Brien when he's coaching, he will, if I may steal the line from A Christmas Story, can weave a stream of obscenities that would even make a sailor blush. And this feels like he just didn't like Brian Flores. And maybe, Christian, just maybe, there's a little bit of the, well, they were trying to get Tom Brady. So maybe that's another reason.
Trying to just like, were they trying to beat him down as one of those things? Or I'm gonna ride you so hard. I'm going to make life so difficult for you. You're going to want to quit and as a rookie?
Well, but think about this, too. If you're Brian Flores, Brian Flores also tried to do the whole Bill Belichick thing where you're not really you. I could criticize Brian Flores for trying to be like Bill as much as I can Mayo for doing the whole, we're just going to go oppo on everything, right? But at the end of the day, Brian Flores came from the only quarterback that he had known in the pros was the best who ever did it, who mentally, as we are finding out, is more old school hardo than he is new age pat me on the head and pat me on the bum. So I wonder if there was a little bit of Flores needed to go somewhere else to kind of see how maybe other players are or how other organizations do things for him to then have a little bit of a different perspective to maybe back off the D-head accelerator.
See, I wondered, you know, I forgot that he was coached by Nick Saban, like very difficult, tough coach. Obviously, like not easy to please, right? You got to be perfect and you got to earn it every single day. Like they'll cut you, they'll replace you with the next guy that's going to be drafted in the first round.
And just
that's
quickly,
what they do.
Tua was in as competitive a situation in a quarterback spot in
that's
college
right.
as there's ever been. Ever
that's right.
been.
Jalen Hurts was the starter. Jalen Hurts gets hurt or pulled. Tua goes in a championship game, wins the game, gets a starting job the next year. Jalen Hurts goes to Oklahoma.
And Mac is also pushing from underneath as well, so you had Mac there as well at that time.
I'm just trying to figure out if we know that Tua is or can handle tough coaching and like a real, you know,
somebody who is a real stickler to detail, somebody who's going to really hone in on him on the fine points.
Oh, and like, he's going to check you on just your overall demeanor and your personality. So that's Saban. He's dealt with that. So it must have been, he must have felt so disrespected by Flores that he just hates him because he's a terrible person.
He called him a terrible person.
I mean, think about that. Now, I don't know. I think if you play long enough, you will have coaches who you hate.
I thought you were going to say something different. I thought you were going to go, now you've been called a terrible person before.
No. Well, I have been called a terrible person.
Yes, of course.
You have too. But it is, I just wonder what it was that he did that he holds such a grudge. He left such a mark on Tua, who won a national championship, right? Who was drafted in the first round. Like, he's got a good resume. He's got a great reputation. And he's not a jerk.
He doesn't seem to be.
Seems like he's a very accommodating guy, but Flores was a complete dink.
Well, Flores was asked about this. He is now the defensive coordinator in Minnesota, is Brian Flores, and he got sprung with the Tua question yesterday.
The words he used were terrible person. I'm just curious how that hit you.
Look, I'm human, so that hit me in a way that, you know, wasn't positive for me. But at the same time, you know, I've got to use that and say, hey, how can I grow from that? You know, how can I be better? That's really where I'm at from that standpoint. Do I feel like, you know, that's me? No. But how can I grow from that situation and create a world where that's not, you know, the case that anyone says that about Brian Flores?
See, it's curious. So what are you laughing about?
He don't care.
Oh no,
guy doesn't give a damn.
He doesn't
care. Kidding me? He's been a dink. People have said he was dinkish here. He was dink in Miami.
No. I don't think he was dinkish here. Like when Matt Patricia left, and Flores took over. I think it was Hightower, who was basically just praising him like crazy. Paraphrasing, dumbed down the defense, didn't make it so difficult. Everybody loved him.
But what I mean, dinkish in that he is, he has Bill tendencies.
They all do.
Well, but Flores seems to be the kind of guy where you have to remind him you're not him. You need to kind of do things your own way. But you know what? If Brian Flores truly cared, he wouldn't have given that answer. He would have
apologized. Sorry for my actions. I was young and ambitious.
He would have said, you know what? Tua was young. It was the first time for me as a head coach. We're going to talk. and that's all I want to say on it. And then pick up the phone and call the guy. See,
not a chance.
That's why he don't care.
Not a chance. Flores would I call
knows,
that guy.
Right. That's the thing.
I'm sure he really should have said, where?
Well, speaking
of. This was actually his voicemail.
That is true. That's exactly right. Exclusive audio.
So he didn't call him, but he just left the voicemail.
But which one left that message for whom, though? I think it would be Flores for Tua, right?
There is an aspect of Tua that I'm like, man, I can see Flores just being a, like trying to do the Jedi mind trick that Bill used to do, but just really missing the mark on what Tua needed, right? It just completely missing it. Well, because he obviously is a good player.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Flores, one less win than what Mike McDaniel has in a two-year span. And as someone in the Twitch chat mentioned, Flores had a GM that was openly trying to tank and was trying to get Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So, like, they're
trying to tank, and they literally tried to sabotage the year and blame it all on him.
Well, Foyer.
And he's suing the league still.
Maybe, just maybe, we need to get in a different kind of whambulance. Because I'm sure that longtime vested veteran in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers, is someone that you can empathize with. Foyer, you played 13 glorious years in the National Football League. You were beat up. You understand what the grind is like. And by God, Aaron Rodgers yesterday wanted us to know how tough camp has been this year. Here is A-Rod.
I would say the camp is much harder this year, and maybe the hardest in the last 7 or 8 of my career. I knew that. I had a little insight coming into camp that that's what Robert wanted to do. So I think it's been good for us. You know, there's a lot of different schools of thought, and there's always, you know, people you can scapegoat as far as injuries and different things. But I think some of the older guys enjoyed, to steal a coaching word, the callous part of training camp where you're kind of grinding. And some people believe that, although it puts more, you know, strain on you in training camp, that actually gets you more ready to play when the season starts. And then some people believe the opposite.
Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, if you're watching on Twitch, you could see me roll my eyes. And if not, I'm telling you, I'm rolling my eyes. I don't buy any of it. I would say
the camp is much harder.
Okay, so he knew it was going to be harder because Sala told him, hey, let's, so you know, I'm gonna don't tell the boys, but I'm really going to challenge them. You know,
Robert told him.
Robert. Oh God, they're on a first name. It's not even Rob.
Can he call him Robbie? Can he humor us and Robert call him Thunder or Lightning or something?
I don't know if he's mocking him or
that's what Robert wanted to do.
That's what Robert wanted to do. Holy crap! This is gonna be amazing. So Robert wanted it to be tougher. What does that even mean? You can't do. I mean, I guess you can only be in pads a certain amount of time.
It's gonna challenge him a lot of mental reps.
And I was gonna say, okay, that's what I thought. Okay, so was it challenging more for him because it's a new offense, the same offense,
a lot of dry swings.
Oh man, Robert,
he's like batting 500 since he came back.
Yeah, everybody's gonna be the Tom Emanski dry swing program's gonna take over baseball.
That is
thousands
funny.
Of mental reps hasn't hit in this 450 since he came back.
Hey, you could stand in a room and just take mental at bats.
I feel like that's a hard-o move in itself. Calling your coach's first name by his first name.
Well, didn't
that's what William wanted to do.
Oh, I mean, if you're
going. That's what Robert wanted to do.
I mean,
I feel like that's a slight at him. I feel like that's a dig.
But
I don't respect you enough to call you coach.
No, but players here would always say, well, that's a Bill question. So they would always use Bill's first name.
I guess you're right. All right.
Well,
stand down.
No. But I think the problem
maybe
is.
Maybe it's the name Robert.
No, it's twofold. Everything that Roger says comes across as douchey.
That's what it is. It's got to be it.
No one respects Robert Saleh. Like, that's the other thing, too. Like, if it were Bill and he were like, well, Bill said it was going to be hard, he'd be like, okay, no problem. But when it's Aaron Rodgers being like Robert and saying the full name, you're like, oh, what a
It is
a
weird, though, and I feel like
dink.
like people calling Bill is like feels different. I gotta have to do a deep dive on this. How many players call their coach by their first name when they're addressing him, when they're talking about them in the media?
Well, I would assume that they probably got a nickname for Sean McVay out there in L.A. I don't know if they would go with Sean. Might be
like, does Bo Nix call him Coach, or does he call him Sean?
Or does he go Coach Peyton?
Yeah. I think it's like a respect thing. I feel like if when kids come to the house to see you, do they call you by your first name?
No, you know what's really funny?
Or they say Mr. Gresh.
There's one kid who does the Mr. thing, and I can't get him to break. But my older kid, all of his friends listen to the show and gamble. So they only go last name.
Or they go Gresh.
Yeah, most of them do. Or like they were doing a fantasy.
The show name?
No, the younger group was over last night because they're about to splinter and go to college. Yeah. They were doing a fantasy draft. And I would, if I were in the kid, I would hear from outside, hey, Gresh, come here. And it'd be like one of the kids who.
You're like one of the boys.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, no one. whenever people walk into my house, it's normally like, where is he? Because we don't.
It's eyes down.
We don't want to. No. It's more of though. We don't want to leave a door open. We don't want to leave a light on.
Turn the light off.
Yeah, because I'm the one who will, like, if they're all sitting in the garage and one of them wants to be like, who left the light on in the bathroom? One of them will be like, I did. I'm like, all right, you're okay.
Turn it off.
Yeah,
get
type
out of
thing.
House.
Get out of there, turn it off. Yeah, one of those deals. Don't drown. I don't need that.
Pass it to the left and get the hell out of my house.
Yeah. They bring the stuff for me, Billy.
Yeah, Gresh lets the backpacks into the house. Gresh keeps them out of the house.
That is kind of true.
Yeah, one bag makes noises, the other one doesn't.
Well, the problem is that whenever
one,
of,
just smells amazing.
Whenever one of the kids like comes to the door or whatever, or young adults, let's say, and it'll be like clink, 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 clink. Normally, one of them will like pull out the bottle of wine and give it to my wife, and then she'll just be like, "All right, you can pass through."
They're buying her off.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. KJ Shard, Kendall Jackson Chardonnay. You're good to go. But that's what it is for you.
Kendall
Jackson. You ever send a gift to the house?
That's what I need. That's fine.
Send to Betty.
That's fine.
It'll make her
happy.
Never
forget that.
Oh, and just quickly, Jerry Jones is now saying good things about CeeDee Lamb. So maybe he's going to stay there. Cross another one off the list.
And maybe that's what Brandon Ayuk is really waiting for.
Oh, that Ayuk thing is weird.
It's like let me just see what CeeDee Lamb signs for, and then that could be like a new relevant comp.
Brandon Ayuk would actually do better tax-wise if he were here than California.
I know.
It just goes to show he really wants to stay with the 40.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to go nowhere. He's just trying to get the money.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.